I will let you know, LZ, that at that particular moment, I defended you and said, LZ does a lot, okay? Like, LZ's got more jobs. I literally said, LZ has more jobs than anyone I know, okay?
Listen, I appreciate it, George. Though the last thing I worry about is what people think I'm doing with my time, because it's all public.
Yes, it is, right.
Sound like I'm secretly working on like some sort of tech project or something. It's right. Like, you can open up the newspaper. You can see what I do.
But we could be secretly working on a Chris Paul trade thanks to Kendrick Perkins, who says he firmly believes that Chris Paul will be a Laker, that those two will – that basically Chris Paul and LeBron will be pounding the table until that gets done. And we know when those two guys pound the table, something generally gets done.
Yeah, I mean, Perk is as plugged in to that group of players as well as anyone.
Right.
And if he says there's smoke – and if he says that, you know, Chris Paul may be willing to take a buyout, because that wasn't a scenario a year ago, remember? There were no buyouts a year ago.
Right.
So if he's changed his mind, or maybe seeing, you know, Bron and AD got him thinking, you know, what am I doing or whatever, I would absolutely love a defender, a competitor, a shot maker, a decision maker, a gravity like Chris Paul in this squad. Absolutely. Yeah. It probably wouldn't even be fair. We might win 70 games.
Yeah, it would be pretty insane considering the top-tier talent that you'd have. And look, if you thought Rondo was going to be good with Anthony Davis, you know, in the limited time he was playing, what the hell do you think the point guard is going to look like with Anthony Davis and LeBron on the floor?
I mean, think about it, George.
Yeah.
Like, the two active players with the highest assists in the league – on the same squad?
Yeah, it would be unfair in a lot of ways. Let's go to Eric in L.A. who wants to chime in on this. Eric, what's up?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I have to address this. You guys are slipping on spam, okay?
Oh, no,
canned meat, yes.
No, I'm not slipping. This. I've had it. It's just not for me, you know? Wait, and it's fine. I think as adults, we need to know what's for us and what's not for us.
Wait, do you guys eat hot dogs?
Not really.
LZ, do you eat hot dogs?
No, dog.
Occasionally, I
would have a Dodger dog.
And that's it. Like once a year, twice a year, maybe.
But in my house?
No.
No, I don't.
Absolutely not. Oh, yes.
All right. I was just going to say hot dog. I mean, spam is just a tastier version of a hot dog. But since you guys don't
eat
hot
dogs.
Well, listen.
Saying paper's a tastier version of rice cakes. That's going to make it better.
Eric, I will say this. I do appreciate that you brought back a discussion from last week. So that goes to show you do listen to the show, and we appreciate that.
Man, love you guys, man. All right, you know what? I'm of the boat of staying pat and running it back. Resign KCP, bring back Rondo. First of all, you ain't going to have Rondo and CP3 on the same team.
No, so that definitely is not happening, yes.
Yeah, you're going to have to choose one of those two. And sign either Jeff Teague or DJ Augustine. Jeff Teague is my number one. DJ Augustine, my backup. And sign and bring in a 3-and-D guy like Mo Harkless. Let's run it back. No to CP3 for me, man.
Wow. All right, Eric. Thank you for the call. Man. Yeah, I don't. You know me, LZ. Like, I was telling you, let's bring in Tristan Thompson for Dwight because I don't feel like you're going to get the same Dwight back. So, not that, you know. And Tristan Thompson is a nice role player, but we're talking about a guy in Chris Paul who, if I had a vote in the MVP race, which I didn't, but I voted on ESPN.com, I had him third last year in MVP voting. Like, that Oklahoma City team was supposed to win 33 games, according to Vegas, and they were the 4 seed, okay? So, like, man, he's still really good.
He took, like, a pizza crust and a couple of sheets of paper into the playoffs and was one jumper away from, like, eliminating the Houston Rockets.
Right, from going to the second round and playing the Lakers. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Like, I mean, I get the loyalty aspect of it from Eric. And you can call in and chime in at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. I get the loyalty aspect of it. You want to, you know, help – you want to show love to the guys who helped you get that chip, that first chip in 10 years. But, man, listen, I'm a firm believer – that if you're standing pat, you're not getting better. Even though they have the best two players on the floor in LeBron and AD, you know that doesn't mean other teams aren't going to get better around you too. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And you know, we don't know what Avery Bradley's going to do. You know, KCP, you know, opts out. Rondo's a free agent. you know, Caruso, I think, has shown that he's a really good role player, but he can't really be your starting point guard.
No. Right. I agree. Yes.
So, it's like we have to do something regardless, you know, just simply because we don't know where Avery Bradley's going. We don't know what's up with KCP. That's our starting backcourt.
Right.
So, I mean, we got to do something. We can't stand pat.
Yeah, I'm with you. 877-710-ESPN if you want to hop aboard. 877-710-3776. I do want to ask, you weren't here for this. I think it was yesterday. We were talking about, you know, we love talking about tacos here. You know that. But Laura revealed something that she had revealed to me, but I don't believe she had revealed to the audience previously. And, you know, because she likes to give her Mexican brethren grief for eating fast food tacos, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of the quote unquote good stuff.
As well she should.
I'm with her on that. I'm with you, Laura. But then you revealed to the audience that you don't follow soccer and that your family gives you a lot of grief for that. So I'm going to ask, I want to open this up to the phone lines too at 877-710-ESPN. Laura, what is more frowned upon in a Mexican household? The fast food taco or not following soccer?
That's easy. The tacos, man. The tacos. If you go, I mean, okay, and disclaimer is like if you go out to the club, right, and you're drunk, you're going to end up at whatever little taco place.
Sure, I get that. Once you're inhibited, I will take all responsibility away from you. Yeah.
But just like I feel for me personally, not knowing what a good taco spot is as a Mexican, that is worse than not liking soccer.
In L.A., especially.
Yes.
Yes.
Not liking soccer? Is that like some sort of like rebel, you know, you can't tell me what to do, mom and dad sort of thing?
Laura, were you rebelling?
I just never liked it. It wasn't even that. It was just like, it was boring to me. I'm like, I loved watching the guys, right? But other than that, it was like, whatever.
I didn't like watching the dudes. Yeah, there's that.
Exactly. So, yeah. But other than that, I don't know. It just never been my sport. Like I gravitated more towards a basketball and baseball and football.
All right. 877-710-ESPN. What is more frowned upon in a Mexican household? Eating fast food tacos or not following football? Okay. And Kendrick Perkins says Chris Paul to the Lakers. Do you want him to run it back? Do you want him to make that big splash deal? Hit us up, 877-710-ESPN. Coming up next, though, Mookie Betts, the MVP, and Walker Buehler takes a direct shot at former Dodger expert Greg Bergman. We'll explain in a second. We are back in 3.5 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN on a hump day. Chris Paul to the Lakers.
I mean it.
That's what Kendrick Perkins just said on this show. And people are hot on it at 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. Also, we were asking because Laura has been shaming our Mexican brothers out there, los hermanos mexicanos, about eating fast food tacos.
Shaming is a strong word.
I mean, you did shame them. Like, you literally called Manuel and Gardena out and said, you're not a real Mexican. Like, you told him that.
Manuel is cool, though. He can take it.
But we found out you don't follow soccer. So we want to know what's more frowned upon in the Mexican household. 877-
you ain't Mexican either, girl.
Yeah. 877-710-ESPN.
Sources say.
Yeah. You don't even know who Chicharito is.
I know who that is, and I know who your source is, LZ. Jorge, stop texting from the back. I know that's
Jorge,
who it is.
Jorge is letting me know. You know my nickname is Juan Carlos.
Yeah, Briones. Jorge Briones is texting it. So, real quick, before we get to the calls, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Manny Machado are the three finalists for MVP. Are you surprised by Manny Machado? Because I would have guessed if there would have been a Padre, it would have been Fernando Tatis Jr.
I think this is one of those, because he came to the Padres, the Padres became the Padres, sort of conclusions.
Right.
As opposed to just looking straight at the numbers and crunching them and saying, yeah, he was the most valuable player on the team. I think it's simply him being there made the Padres the Padres.
Yeah, look, Manny had a good year. I'm not trying to dismiss that. But I don't know. I felt like the heart and soul of that team.
I mean, Corey Seager had a better year than Manny Machado.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, you can make the case that Corey Seager had a better year even than Mookie as far as stats were concerned. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, Corey Seager was really damn good.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
Though I think Mookie, very much like Machado, their contribution goes so far beyond just stats.
Yeah.
Like, Mookie brought that swagger.
He did. He did bring the swagger, and it felt different with him there. Of those three guys, Freddie Freeman has the best stats by a pretty decent margin.
Yeah, I just think it should be Mookie. You know, it's like, I thought Mookie should have been World Series MVP, not because his stats were better, but because every key play during the series, in my opinion, had his face on it.
Yeah, the impact across the board just beyond – I mean, look, Corey was amazing.
Corey was amazing.
Yeah.
Corey was amazing. But literally, like, Mookie was manufacturing runs and one-run games with his feet, with his legs. And it was like there was nothing he didn't do. Nothing. You need a game-saving catch? Done. You need a big hit? Done. You need me to steal some bases? Done. Like – whatever we needed, Mookie was doing it.
Yeah.
He didn't get the final. He didn't get the World Series MVP. I think the National League MVP would be a nice, consolation prize.
I also did see Walker Buehler basically take a direct shot at Greg Bergman. Did you hear that, Greg Bergman?
Yeah. Why you got to do that to me, Walker? That's not nice.
Walker Buehler says that nobody wants to basically said nobody wants to see pitchers hit, which is basically everything I've been fighting with you about for a year.
Yeah, I mean, he said that he's because they don't practice it enough. Well, then practice it enough.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Just everybody uniform DH. Let's go. Like, nobody wants to see somebody hitting one.
Uniform no DH. Get it out of here.
No, I would much rather watch managers decide when to pull guys as opposed to letting them have the easy way out.
Nah,
thank you.
The average pitcher hits $150. It's like an automatic out. You know what I mean? Like, no thanks. I'd rather see more offense in the game. Like, that's just where I always stand. We can ask the audience, too, at 877-710-ESPN. We got people who want to line up, who want to talk about Chris Paul, who want to get in on this Laura conversation about what is more frowned upon in a Mexican household, fast food tacos or not following soccer. Let's go to Noah, though, in West Covina, who wants to talk about Chris Paul. What's up, Noah?
Hey, thanks for letting me on. Okay, so I'm all for Chris Paul. You know, as far as Rondo is concerned, man, as a Laker fan, I am really grateful that he came in here and helped us win a championship after all these years. If he wants to go to the Los Angeles Clippers, I'm cool with it. You know, thanks. Thank you very much for all of your contributions. As far as Chris Paul comes in, yeah, man. You know what I mean? Bring him on. And let's see, we are the defending champions. You have to knock us out. Otherwise, we are the defending champions, all right? Now, I know there's a lot of hate, and it's been a long, long time since we were the defending champions. But some of us remember. So I'm all cool, you know, yeah, Chris Paul, woohoo. And I'll say this about Manny Machado. Manny Machado is playing the baseball writer's narrative of the bad boy. He did a lot of bad things in the past. We can question his morals. But he went down to San Diego. He's got a bunch of San Diego sports fans who are bummed out about the Clippers and the Chargers ditching them. And they have the Padres. And they're pretty good. They don't have a good pitching staff. And they understand their history that they're not – they don't have like the type of history that the Dodgers have, but it is fun to watch baseball down there. I know because I know a lot of Padres fans.
Oh, okay.
I'm not mean to them. I don't sit there and be, try to be all like arrogant about, oh yeah, the Dodgers beat you guys and you're not that good. It's more like,
you just know. Right. You just know, Noah. And thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You just know. I get it. Like, it just, you just keep it real with them, basically. Now, Bergman, you're not into this Chris Paul thing for one reason.
I just think he's a part of the Clipper curse.
Whoa.
He's
a Laura,
part of the big
you
part.
Too?
Yes, yeah, Greg, yeah, I don't agree much with you, but I agree with this.
Wait, you don't want Chris Paul either because of the Clipper curse?
No.
No, he's a part of the Clipper curse.
He's a part.
Like, he is a Clipper. He doesn't...
The stench is there.
Yes, exactly.
Come on!
He's just a part of a team that loses. Every time I look at Chris Paul, I think of him losing in the playoffs.
His hamstring went out! They were one win away from beating the Warriors!
Then I hear injury prone. There's nothing about this.
I smell
losing. All right, I'm going to tell you what. When we have our double parade, you can only march for this year's championship.
Yeah, you only get one half of the parade. Yeah, yes.
You can't walk with the rest of us when we win next year.
Yeah.
Like that caller Noah just said, I was very proud of what Rajon Rondo did for this team, and he was a Celtic. If Chris Paul is here and he wins, I will root for him because he's a Laker. I'm just saying I don't want him.
All right, let's go to Miguel first. Miguel, do you believe Chris Paul has the stench of the Clipper curse?
Hell no, I doubled down with Bergman. I don't want any part of Chris Paul. Now, the question with Gallinari, can we get him through? Is he a free agent? Or do
he
we
is
have
a free agent,
trade?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. And can we hire Uber to make sure JaVale and Danny Green get to the airport so we can ship them out as quick as possible and bring in? And then we bring in Avery and Gallinaro. Because Avery acts like a free agent because we didn't have him in the bubble.
Wait. Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Hold on, sir. Hold on, Miguel.
Hold on. Gallinari just got off the Clipper team. Now, do you not want Clippers
or
do you want Clippers?
Yeah, he was on the Clippers for 2 years, wasn't he?
Hey, listen, you two, shame on you two so-called NBA guys. Gallinari would fit what we need, another outside shooter.
No, I know. We're not debating the merits of him as a basketball player.
You said you didn't want any Clipper stench. Well, he's got Clipper stench.
I didn't say Clipper stench. I don't like Chris Paul's game. I don't like a 6 foot under point guard who's 36 years old and that owes $44 million. I don't like a depreciating asset. I'd rather get somebody like Danilo Gallinaro, Drew Holiday, keep Kuzma, and make sure Danny Green
and
JaVale make
it. All right, so you'd rather have if you're looking for a point guard replacement, you'd rather have Holiday is what you're saying. Even though he's not necessarily a great point guard per se. Like, he's a great player who happens to play point guard, but he's not like the traditional point guard. You know what I mean? So, we lost him. LZ, Drew, or Chris Paul? I mean.
Well, I need to see the numbers.
Well, Drew's number is like 20-something million.
Drew.
It takes a lot less to get Drew Holiday. A lot more. I don't know because of Chris Paul's contract and his age. Like, yeah, maybe it would take more to get Drew
Perk
Holiday.
But Pastor Perk says there's talks of a buyout with Presti.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is a last-minute situation. I think Presti's going to want to get something in return.
Well, I don't know. All I know is this. If we restart the season with Rondo, I'm good. If we start the season with Drew Holiday, I'm good. If we start the season with CP3, I'm good. And you know why I'm good in all three of those scenarios? Because we still got Bron and AD.
Yeah. Let me go to John Ventura, who wants to talk about the tacos situation. What's up, John?
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
What's up, sir?
You definitely don't do you fast food tacos. You don't do it. I still have a scar on my back from my grandmother's chocolate hit me in the back of the head for bringing home fast food tacos. Can't have it.
Okay, so that's definitely worse than not following soccer in a Mexican household, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's definitely worse. Trust me.
Okay, all right.
You never hear the end of it.
Thank you, Johnny boy. Appreciate it. Let me go to Polo. Polo is in Rosemead. What's up, Polo?
Hey guys. Hey. You know what? I partly agree with that last caller, but I would say that's an older generation because we'd be lying as Mexicans if we say we don't eat fast food, because we eat Taco Bell, we eat Del Taco, we eat any kind of fast food, and along with, you know, the homemade food. So, or actually, what we'll do is brag about the best place to eat Mexican food, but I don't think it's frowned upon to eat, you know,
fast food.
I would say that much.
But you're saying if you don't follow soccer, that's definitely more frowned upon.
No, that's another thing, too. Like, definitely older generations, you know, like nowadays, it's like, you know, the younger kids, not as much. But, yeah, that is kind of frowned upon. But the fast food, are you kidding me? Like, oh, my God, we'll eat anything, man. I mean, you know, and actually, what's really frowned upon by the older generations, too, and by me, at least, is when you have first-generation parents, and you don't, and so you know Spanish, and you say, pronounce a word in Spanish the wrong way, or more like in, like, whitewashed way, kind of like...
Yeah.
Puerto Vallarta, you'll say Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
To me, that annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah.
That's me personally.
Yeah, dude, no. The tacos is bad. I get
thank you, Polo.
Yeah, no, thank you, Polo, but I don't agree. I feel like because I am more, I'm first generation, right? But like my mom was so against me watching basketball and football because I didn't watch soccer. Oh. But I'm like,
so she took it out on your basketball and baseball fandom, is what you're saying.
As well she should.
She still does it. That's why she sends me to my room like I'm a little girl when I'm screaming my butt off when the Lakers or the Dodgers are playing. She's like, you can't do that for whoever, except for Memo Ochoa.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that guy.
Okay, he's fair enough. 877-710-ESPN. Feel free to keep hitting us up on the soccer and taco conversation, of course. Chris Paul to the Lakers, do you want that? Would you rather have Jrue Holiday? Would you like to run it back? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Plus, coming up next, the Rams, through eight games, our midseason report. Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Having some fun with the calls at 877-710-ESPN. Kendrick Perkins was on with us at 5 o'clock and said that Chris Paul's going to be a Laker, that he's willing to bet on it. And look, I don't think it's crazy. Like, I think it's certainly plausible that that'll be the case. But we've actually had some people push back on us, LZ, that he's too old, he's a depreciating asset, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that he's not going to be able to duplicate what he did last season in Oklahoma City. I don't know, man. I feel like look, I've been around LeBron a long time, and I feel like LeBron always wants to stack his teams with as much talent as possible. And well, I can see
which guy doesn't.
Right, for sure. Well, no, there are some guys in this league, LZ, you know, that want to get theirs, you know?
No, they only say that because they can't get other guys.
Well, that's fair, too, I guess.
You don't see, like, I hear those guys sitting all the time, oh, I would never do that. But you ain't never hear them say, I don't want Kevin Durant on my team. Nobody says that.
Yeah. Well, some people would say they don't want Kyrie on their team.
Well, that's different. He ain't like that.
So we've been taking calls on that. Jrue Holiday's out there. I would imagine the Lakers are probably in at least – poking around in that situation with New Orleans. So 877-710-ESPN. But real quick, before we get to the calls, LZ, the Rams, we're at the midseason, right? Eight games in, through eight games. What would be on your pros list and your cons list? Like something that you would see from the, that you've seen from the Rams that you're like, ooh, this is good. I like this. And maybe it's even something that surprised you. And then something that you're like, man, they need to work on this.
Well, this is always a positive, and I learned this from Keyshawn, which is weird because I don't learn a lot from him, but I did learn this. If you break up the season into quarters, right, mm-hmm. 4-4, 4-4, right? Mm-hmm. So far, we haven't had a losing quarter, mm-hmm. right? So we're doing the things you need to do quarter by quarter during the course of the season to get into the postseason. Mm-hmm. Con, who you're doing it against and how. That's the con that I can't escape right now.
Right.
Beating up on the NFC East for four of the five wins, and then the fifth win coming against a team that really has some serious quarterback issues and offensive issues. None of these wins are quote-unquote impressive because the victims aren't impressive.
Gotcha.
Those are my con. That's my pro and my con. So
I'm going to go. That's great. That is perfect macro analysis, right? So I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go micro. Okay. So I would say the pro to me is the defense, man. Like, I didn't know what to expect from the defense. Like, I knew the defensive line would be good, right? Like, I knew Jalen Ramsey and John Johnson would be good individually, right? But I looked at the rest of that secondary and I'm like, what do we have there? But they've been excellent, all as a collective. And then the other part of it was, you know, I was having this conversation a lot over the summer with Greg. You know, he was very down on their linebacking core. Their linebacking core has been pretty damn good. And, you know, they got a brand new offensive defensive coordinator who had never been a defensive coordinator. But he's super aggressive. Yep. He was a linebacker's coach, so I feel like that clearly has helped the linebacking core. And then he was also a secondary's coach, which has allowed him, because he was a multiple-time position coach for different positions, I feel like that has allowed him to really kind of grab, put his arms around this defense, which has been fantastic. Number one in points against. They're basically in the top five or six in every important defensive category. So that's my pro. And then my con, we've talked a lot about it. It's just Jared Goff. Like, I feel like he's kind of hit a ceiling, and it's not what I expected that ceiling to be, you know?
Well, I'm still waiting on Jared Goff. You know, some flowers take longer than others to blossom and to bloom, you know? And I don't think he's regressed, but I hear what you're saying. He's not doing a lot that makes me go, wow, he wasn't doing that last year. Right. Other than being on the move.
Yeah.
Sean McVay does have him on the move a lot more than he did in seasons past. But even with that, I don't feel as if he's on a move and here comes a death strike. Like when Aaron Rodgers is on a move, like going, uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I agree.
When Tom Brady's on the move, I go, oh, Lord Jesus, don't hit him.
Yeah. Let's go to Alex in Maryland, who's listening online on the app. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, George, man? It's Alex, Lakers Central. How you doing? What's up,
Alex? Oh, hey, buddy.
What's up, Alex?
Listen, man, if you can get Chris Paul, he's obviously better than anybody, any point guard the Lakers have, right? And if we know LeBron, if LeBron wants it, the Lakers will figure out a way to get it done. But if you're asking me if it's between CP3 and Drew Holiday, you go for Drew Holiday. He's 5 years younger, $17 million cheaper. I mean, that's the obvious choice if you have a choice between those two point guards. But if somehow Chris Paul gets bought out, by all means, you go for it. If you can get a trade for him, he makes like $42, $43 million a season.
I just think this, Alex, real quick, and stay there for a second. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I just think it's going to take a lot more to get Drew Holiday than Chris Paul because of the reasons you just outlined.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and, you know, we don't have the picks, right?
They don't.
So you're really going to be gutting maybe a lot more talent than maybe you would like to in order to get Drew Holiday, especially considering we're in the same conference and I'm assuming they want to be competitive against us eventually one day.
Right, and you're basically going to give Zion every young Laker that ever played for the team.
but I will say this in the conversation of Holiday versus Chris Paul. With Chris Paul, you could sit Bron and AD for long stretches of a game and be all right.
Right.
I don't know if you can do that with Drew Holiday.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that. Alex, anything else before we let you go, brother?
Yeah. I mean, and that's a fair point. I think with Chris Paul, you do have to ask yourself, could he repeat what he did last season? I mean, it kind of reminds me of Steve Nash in 2012, 2013, the Lakers got him. When he came out of Phoenix, he was averaging 12 and 10, great season. Got to L.A., obviously fell apart. But my last point is that it would be so L.A., so Hollywood, just like with Dwight Howard coming back to L.A. and winning a championship, when Chris Paul, you know, that trade got vetoed, the Lakers somehow get Chris Paul this time around and could somehow get a championship, wouldn't that just be a Hollywood ending?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the call, brother. Good to hear from you. Look, that's certainly the case for sure. I mean, that would be a storybook in a lot of ways. All right, coming up next, LZ, we'll take more people's calls at 877-710-ESPN, but we got what you need to know. Including a milestone for a guy that you've covered a ton. And Raider fans, you're going to want to listen up. We got something for you coming up in 3 minutes. Stick around. Sedano and LZ, 710 ESPN. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. LZ, what people need to know is the NBA season, according to Woj and Zach Lowe, it'll be voted on here in the next day. And it looks like, according to the straw polls and the reports, that December 22nd will happen. The concession, of course, there had to be a concession in the negotiation. The players went from giving up 30% of their salary in escrow over the next two seasons to 18%. So we will have the draft on November 18th. Free agency likely to follow that weekend. And camps will open December 1st. What are the biggest challenges that you see in the way?
Besides the physical aspect of it, trying to restart without having a full grasp of where we are with the virus.
Yeah,
for a
that's
variety
a good point.
Of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's who's going to be president to make the decisions, who's going to, you know, decide if it's going to be back at, you know, in Florida, or do you want multiple bubbles around the country and they play more about the time zone than traveling across country. I mean, those are the sort of logistic things I think are going to be more pressing than anything physical.
Yeah, for sure. That makes a lot of sense. And lastly, before we move on, Rafael Nadal, the fourth man to have 1,000 wins. You've covered him. You know he's my favorite player. You know, you've been around him. You've covered him a ton. What does it say for his career? Like, I don't know if anyone thought he would end up having this career very early in his career. How would you classify the way his career has gone?
Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the way he plays, a lot of people, to your point, assumed that he wasn't going to be able to last that long because he's such a physical player. Mm-hmm. He's a bulldog, if you will. So his longevity, now he's had his injuries.
Yeah.
He's definitely had his injuries, but I think he's won like 12 or 13 French Opens. And for those who don't know, that's the hardest tournament to win.
Yeah.
And he's won it 10 or 12 times. He's only lost in the tournament twice in his career. He might be GOAT.
Right.
He might be the GOAT instead of Federer.
Wow, you think so? And Joker, you think he may be the he's got the same amount of majors now, right?
Yep, they got the same amount of majors, it's the head to head,
right?
And it's the dominance on one surface.
You know,
he doesn't lose on clay.
Never. Yeah,
never.
He never loses on clay. And he's got that left arm. It looks like, you know, for all us old schoolers, his arm looks like Megatron from the Transformers, like, except it's his left arm, because his right arm looks normal. But that left arm, that thing looks like a cannon, man.
Well, the best part of his story is that his uncle made him play tennis left-handed.
Right.
He's actually a righty.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
he's a right-handed guy. His uncle made him learn how to play tennis left-handed because he realized that would be an advantage on the court.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I had no idea that was the case. What a great story. That's what you need to know. Presented by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. All right, people want to still chime in at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You're listening to KSBN Los Angeles. Sedano and LZ with you here. I want to talk about Derek Carr and the Raiders here in a second, but we do have a gentleman who's been on hold for a while. Z is in Panorama. Wants to chime in on this Chris Paul conversation. Do you go after Chris Paul? Do you go after Drew Holiday? We've been talking about tacos and Mexican soccer. Whatever you want to talk about, Z, and all those things we've discussed. Have at it.
What's going on, everybody? LZ, George, you guys are doing a great job. Laura, thank you for putting me on the phone. Bergman, you're MVP in my book. I want to talk about the Lakers really quickly and how they should not sign Chris Paul.
Okay.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're still paying Luau Deng millions of dollars for a busted contract, and that shouldn't be something we should do moving forward. I think those days are way beyond us or way past us. So that's my point on Chris Paul. He's a baller. He's a stud. He's a star. But keep that sense away from us. We trying to win. We ain't trying to lose in the second round. Especially against a bum team like the Denver Nuggets. secondary. Tacos always got to be either from the taco truck or cooked at home. Taco Bell busts my stomach. I can't mess with it. What else? Dodgers, Mookie Betts needs to get that MVP. He was the reason why we won the championship. Straight up.
True.
There's no argument that anybody can put in front of me that stipulates anything differently. I also want to give everybody on ESPN a quick shout-out from J. Will, Keyshawn, and Zubin in the morning, Max Kellerman, Greeny, everybody on your show, guys, Max, Steve Mason, and John Ireland. You guys are the MVPs. I drive on the 405 freeway every day on my way home, so I was able to listen to the Laker games, able to listen to Dodger games, able to get updates. So in my book, forever and a day, ESPN Los Angeles, that's the MVP.
Woo! Brother, thank you, Z. Appreciate it, man. And thank you for being such a loyal listener, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's Z in Panorama. On the 405, I'm sure, still right now, joining us here on Sedano and LZ. All right, so real quick, though, we got somebody, Garrett, sending us tacos. He's apparently been in Gardena, and he's making fun of Laura's nemesis, Manuel, from Gardena. He says that Manuel doesn't need to go to the fast food place. There's plenty of great taco places in Gardena, and he's literally sending us pictures right now. It's pretty awesome. So thank you. Keep sending those. They're making me hungry, but keep sending those. By the way, LZ, speaking of the great station and the love and that Z was showing us, you and I and Mason and Ireland and the station are doing something awesome here for the listeners as well. It is the month of giving. Thanksgiving is coming up, and before Thanksgiving, that I think the day before Thanksgiving, Greg, is that right? The day before Thanksgiving, we're giving away this car?
Yep.
Okay. So
we are giving away that day.
Right. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we are giving away a car, courtesy of our friends at Culver City Mazda. And here are obviously your friends here at 710 ESPN. We're hooking you up with a brand new car and cash in the car, too. We're going to give you $1,000 cash. Here's how it works. You can drive away to 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport with a grand in the glove box. And here's how it works, as I mentioned. So here's what you need to do. Listen for the road trip destination of the day. Now, that means it's basically like a phrase that pays. And that's going to always happen in the 3 o'clock hour beginning tomorrow, every weekday, 3 o'clock hour. Not at 3 o'clock on the nose, in the 3 o'clock hour during Mason in Ireland. That begins tomorrow up until the day before Thanksgiving. And then you need to make sure when you're listening at 3 that you're also listening to us here in the 5 o'clock hour. And listen for the cue to call during our show in the 5 o'clock hour. And then when you hear that cue to be the person to call in with the road trip destination of the day, you'll be the 7th caller with the correct road trip destination, and that will qualify you to get a virtual key that could start that 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport from Culver City Mazda and your friends at 710 ESPN. So, again, you got to listen every day because we're gonna give away a chance to get one of those virtual keys every single day. In the 3 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour here on these shows, Mason in Ireland and us, each and every day from here until that Wednesday when we give away the car right before Thanksgiving. So make sure to keep it locked.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's just a great job by everyone involved. Culver City Mazda, the whole team here at 710 ESPN, David Kent, the sales guy, Chris Morales, Tommy Lamb, the whole crew, the marketing crew. Did you have anything to do with it, Bergman?
I'm in on the meetings for it, but no, it was all them.
No. Meetings, schmeetings. You guys always have meetings.
You went to the meetings and didn't contribute anything? You're one of those dudes, huh?
Oh, no, I contribute, but this is very much.
Probably ate all
Chris
the bagels.
Most of it, to be honest.
You ate all the everything bagels first and everything.
Ooh, everything bagels.
Bagels,
are bagels?
Why are you going to go with bagels with me? Because I'm Jewish.
Is that how you put back on those 8 pounds that you had lost?
I mean, I do love bagels. They're delicious.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. You did it, not me. Yeah. Bagels are great.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they're worse than donuts. I know.
Everything
I know.
Bagel though is the best bagel, right?
Oh,
onion bagel,
so good.
Onion?
Oh, no, onion.
Everything.
Onion bagel is the best.
Nah,
bagel.
Onion bagel.
Oh, Jesus,
it's not
man!
Close.
How are you gonna mess up a good bit? We had a good bagel bit going, and then you drop in an onion thing on us.
What is it? Okay, no, you're going with an everything. There's onion on the everything bagel.
Yeah, but only a little bit.
Just a dash.
Just like onion. A few here
How can
and there.
You not like onion. What's wrong with onion?
I mean, there's too much onion.
No, it just adds to the flavor.
No, it's just onions to the flavor. It's just onion and bread.
What you got a problem with onions? Do you like red onions?
I don't love onions that much, to be honest with you.
Oh, I love onions.
I love onions, but not
onions
bagel.
Are accents. Onions
yeah,
are accents.
Yes, I'm with you, LZ. They are accents.
You made it a main course.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
you,
Greg?
You never can get enough of it. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, like I always wonder what that smell was in the hallway. Now I know.
So, LZ, coming up in a few minutes, in 8 minutes, we're going to talk to Ted Gwynn of The Athletic. He is my favorite new follow on Twitter when it comes to football, okay? His handle is at @FB_film analysis. He's one of these crazy dudes who does the all 22 cut-ups and tells you what's happening from an X's and O's standpoint. He is like a NFL football dork. And I love everything about what he does on social media. And if you're not following him, you should. So we're going to talk to him about a lot of teams here coming up. But I want to talk about the Raiders here for a second. Okay, we got a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Derek Carr is an MVP candidate right now?
I'm sure to like people who are Raider fans.
Okay, Greg, you're a Raider fan. Do you think Derek Carr could be an MVP candidate?
I don't say MVP candidate, but I think he's having a great year. Not an MVP year.
So, LZ, I would be more like you. I would have thought immediately, like, hell no. Okay? Like, come on. You're just being a super-duper homer if that's the case. But CBSSports.com today did a story about Derek Carr. And there were some things in there, and they were talking about his kind of dark horse candidacy for MVP. And I'm like, oh, man, come on. But whatever. It got me to click on it, and I read it. And then I thought to myself, you know, it's not a terrible argument. I actually feel like it was somewhat compelling. So, did you know that Derek Carr has a better passer rating than Tom Brady and Drew Brees right now?
I did not know that.
Did you know he also has a higher completion percentage than Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers?
Shut your mouth.
I'm serious. He also has more TD passes than Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson. And get this. This is the kicker. A better touchdown to interception ratio than Russell Wilson. Like, I know that, you know, we look around at Derek Carr – and we think, eh, I don't know, he's fine. But remember, we had Ryan Clark on earlier in the show, in the first part of the show, the first hour. And he said, look, you know, if Derek Carr's fine, like, you know, he's okay. When he's hot, they're good. When he's not, they're not so good. But, you know, he did reference that there was a time that people did think that he was one of those guys on the rise that could be an MVP candidate. And CBS Sports kind of laid out that argument. And I don't think it's crazy. Like, I would not give it to him by any stretch of the imagination. I'd have Russell Wilson there before him. I'd have Brady there before him. I'd have Mahomes there before him. Kyler, Rodgers, all those guys I'd take before him. But it is interesting that we do kind of overlook him, is what I would say.
Well, he's been sacked as many times as he's thrown a touchdown.
Right. That's not all his fault.
No, but I mean,
their offensive line, their whole offensive line had COVID at one point.
But I mean, that's part of the reason why he gets overlooked. It's like, he is good, but he's not spectacular. I mean, he's nowhere near where he was when he was an MVP candidate. And I think the other thing, too, is that at least when it comes to touchdowns to interceptions, he might have a better ratio, which I'm not going to argue the ratio part of it.
Right.
But I'm looking at 26, 21, 20, and 20 from the top four guys. Wilson, Mahomes, Brady, and Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, dog. Yeah. I don't know if you and your 14 touchdown passes in seven games fit in that category.
Yeah, I just think that he's better than we think. He's better than we give him credit for. I wouldn't vote for him for MVP.
Is he better than Goff?
I think so.
Where?
I mean, well, look. I mean, clearly he's got a better completion percentage than him. He's thrown more touchdowns than him, right?
Yeah, he's thrown. What is it? One more touchdown?
Yeah.
Derek Carr
is more accurate. He's tougher.
Derek Carr's a much better quarterback right now than Jared Goff. It's really not that close.
I'm sorry. Are you a Raiders fan?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but so stop talking.
No, because Derek Carr is actually he is running the team as he should. He doesn't make bad passes. He doesn't turn over the ball. He doesn't He doesn't drop a ball after getting hit in the backfield.
Isn't it the West?
He doesn't
turn
the ball over a ton. He doesn't. Not like Goff right now. Yeah.
No, he's got two interceptions total for this year.
Yeah,
because he doesn't take any chances downfield. Goff always takes chances downfield.
His yards, if you look at his yards per pass, he's in the top 10 for yards per pass.
Yeah, and he's thrown the ball down the field in those games. Like that Kansas City game, he was throwing into rugs down the field the whole game, it felt like.
Yep.
I'm looking at his numbers right here, and I'm just going to say I'm not impressed.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying.
111 yards against the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, that game was a disaster just across the board. The Browns didn't do much on offense either. But I'm just telling you, like, I just think he's better than we give him credit for at this stage. Like, I didn't know how good he was anymore, but I feel like he's better than we think he is. Now, Karen Kay, her boo is Justin Herbert. Are you good
with?
That's
my boo.
Yeah, I know that's your boo. But are Derek Carr or Jared Goff?
Okay, I'm sorry. For me to agree with a Raider fan, something's going to happen to me. I don't know. I'm sure I'm
struck by lightning
been,
if we ever have
probably,
lightning.
Probably.
Yeah.
But Greg is 100% right. This year, give me Derek Carr over Jared Goff.
All right, fair enough. Look at that. KK, sorry, who's Justin Herbert's
is her boo. Apologize to me. We're going to postseason. I don't know what y'all are doing.
Well, then.